Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of Journey Back to the Heart. So basically, we had a new moon on the 1st of November, very auspicious day, 111. This new moon happened in the sign of Scorpio. There was a lot of interesting stuff happening in the sky with Scorpio's two rulers, basically, both Mars and Pluto at an opposition. Mars in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn, both at 29 degree. Showing this kind of opposition between, well, Mars, kind of like our conscious desire, our assertion force, and then Pluto, our deepest desire, our soul desire. Kind of there's these two alchemical forces, one Pluto being the higher octave of Mars, like the higher aspect of our desires, and this conflictual conversation between them. And then also we had a grand water trine between Mars, Neptune and Mercury, all in water signs, inviting us to sort of, when we think about Mercury being our belief systems and Neptune being this planet of illusion, sometimes boundaries and realizing what is yours and what is part of the collective, Neptune being a transpersonal planet that relates to the collective, and then having Mars, kind of this assertive planet again. So we put them together, we see that they symbolize this idea of looking at what are our belief systems of Mercury that are inherited, that are not ours, or that are based on like an illusion or part of reality that is not truthful, and then to release them, to let go of all these beliefs that are not ours. And it's very symbolic that water does hold memory, and one of the karmas of water is this journey or ability to let go of the past, to allow water to flow, right? So this is kind of like the big planetary alignment that was happening on the 1st with the new moon. And also new moons by themselves, they're a portal, they're an auspicious time for setting an intent, for initiating a new cycle of transformation, right? It's when the sky is black, it's like an empty canvas that we get to paint, we get to call in whatever new frequency that we want in our life. And so the journey, when you think about the transformation, that starting this cycle, being in the sign of Scorpio, which is the deep psychoanalysis, and it's a psychological transformation, right? And when we think about the mythology of it, it's sort of like our journey into our inner underworld. And in myth, we have all these gods and mythological characters that are represented taking this journey. We have characters like Inanna, the Mesopotamian goddess, Persephone, Psyche, and so many others that are symbolized by taking this journey deep into the underworld, finding the true self, being reborn, and then coming back into the light as a new expression of ourselves. So this is the symbolic of the descent in Scorpio, right? The descent into the depths of our being to find our true self. And also this is symbolic as well of the any sign in the astrology has an animal representing it. Scorpio is the one that has three. Scorpio is represented by the scorpion. In some traditions it's the scorpion, the eagle, and the phoenix. In some it's like the scorpion, the snake, and the final being the eagle or the phoenix, like both in one. But anyway, the idea is that we move from So as our consciousness rises and we go from these stages, these three evolutionary stages, we navigate, we're able to navigate the high sensitivity of the emotional realm, you know, like the scorpion is instinctual, stinging, backstabbing. It's in this shadow of Scorpio of trust issues and power dynamics and always having the doubt and the manipulative side and not being truthful and not trusting the world outside. And then you move on to the snake that's always shedding the skin and being reborn, and the cyclical nature and the wisdom that comes with the snake. And then moving further into the eagle, and the phoenix is the high, having the high perspective and seeing life at a bigger depth. And then going through life's fires and being reborn from the ashes of basically each crisis. So yeah, this is calling us to not run away from the intensity of the emotions, but instead realizing that our true strength comes from being able to stand still in the eye of the storm, to trust ourselves completely, to trust our intuition, and to allow ourselves to be seen without fear. So yeah, just as the last stage, the last evolution of Scorpio, the phoenix, this meat of the phoenix that rises from the ashes. So we are called to go through the fires of each life challenge and then come back stronger and more resilient, and know that true power is not about not falling, but it's about, because this is inevitable in life, we all fall. Is it about, like, how do you come up stronger each time you're brought down by any challenge? So yeah, this is the true strength of the evolution of Scorpio. Yeah, and then when you think about water, yeah, Scorpio being fixed water. And this is also, yeah, I want to touch upon this aspect of the fixed part of the Scorpio sign. So the fixed part is helping us, it's having the stability to navigate when you think about the conflictual aspect of Scorpio, because it's a water sign that's ruled by two fiery planets, Mars and Pluto. When you think about this conflict between fire and water, right? Alpha and Omega, the two polarities, the opposing elements, dissolution and transmutation, destruction and creation, if you want, decay and regeneration, right? So then all these two opposing forces meet here in this sign, creating this whirlpool, and then it's the fixed modality that's able to hold still in the midst of all this changing chaos, right? So is that's what makes Scorpio the perfect crucible for inner alchemy. And so the thing with fixed water is, well, water needs to move, right? Just like our emotions, right? If water is representative of our emotions, so water needs to move, emotions need to be processed, right? Like water that doesn't move becomes stale, right? And stale water is full of bacteria, it becomes prone to disease. So we can see this represented in our bodies as well, like our bodies that haven't moved, the emotions that are stuck there, like are repressed in our bodies, start to manifest physical ailments. Like our bodies are crying for help to tell us to process, to move these energies, right? That's why, for example, one of the big karma points of people with strong Scorpio placements is it's physical illness, like physical ailments in the body. Because manifestation of unprocessed emotions. So yeah, it's very important to do it. And also, yeah, like going back to like how I was starting this transmission about the idea of water holding memory. So everything that we hold on to the past, all the records of wrong, anything that we haven't forgive, we haven't, we're still stuck in that energy. This also creates this energetic blockages. So energy is not free to move, right? So very, very important. Not just for Scorpio people, but for everyone, this is personally available. We all have Scorpio in our chart somewhere. And we all have water in our bodies. It's made primarily of water. So yeah, it's very important to allow this energy to circulate by blocking through processing and feeling your emotions and through letting go of the past, right? Also, when we think about the Scorpio's journey into the depths of the underworld, right? This intensity that they live on the edge of, on the edge of life, right? The edge of the darkness. It's a descent into an unknown in that sense, right? The depths of the psyche are scary. It's an uncharted territory. Also a place of vulnerability, of intimacy with ourselves. So in that sense, it's a place that not comfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's bound. You are bound to encounter fear, their resistance. It's not easy to be completely honest. You know, because when we're completely honest with ourselves and we are with our desire, with what truly calls us, there's a responsibility that comes, a responsibility to act on it. And then obviously the transformation that occurs once we act on those desires, once we allow ourselves to be with those desires. And I will talk in a second about desires too, because it's very important. Like it's a very important theme when we talk about Scorpio. But what I wanted to say with this first and foremost is that, like, when we sit with our desires, when we embrace our desires, and when we go to the depths, then there's a transformation that occurs, and these transformations require a sort of death of the old identity. That's why, you know, like that secondary transformation that I was telling you with Scorpio being symbolized by the snake. The snake is always shedding its skin. It's always going through a sort of identity shift, right? And with every death, there is a part of uncomfortability. Who needs to die? An identity needs to die. So it's not easy. That's why it requires a lot of courage. So we need to be courageous enough to follow our heart and our soul through those fires of death and rebirth, and allow ourselves to move from that scorpionic, stinging and not trusting and hypersensitive and willing to take its own life instead of being prey. Go to the stage of the phoenix, right? The phoenix that's able to withstand life's challenges, that's withstanding that fire, that alchemical fire, and always burning brighter and always coming back stronger, right? So ask yourself, can you be true to yourself? Can you transform like that? Can you hold still in the face of fear? Can you keep your heart open even when it hurts? Because it's not easy. We're going through pain here. Can you still stay open? Can you allow yourself to be seen? And yeah, it's this beautiful saying that pain is what we all have in common. It's what makes us human in the end. What makes us not feel alone, basically. So then, yeah, even when it comes to going back to like what I was saying about desire, right? When it comes to our desire, there's a long conversation here, because I feel like desire is the root of our evolution. It's what propels us from one lifetime to another. This is also the view of like, evolutionary astrology, the astrology that I practice. In the chart we see Pluto as the part of the psyche that represents this deep, deep soul desire. And yeah, Pluto is the modern ruler of Scorpio. So it's a big thematic here when we talk about Scorpio around the idea of desire, desires that are hidden, like that need layers and layers of conditioning and fears. And we need to be able to sit to see which part of ourselves are we avoiding, are we hiding, what are we afraid of? There's anything that we avoid to feel completely. And how can we allow our desires to transform us? How can we recognize the power of the desire? How can we recognize that each desire is divinely inspired? Each desire is a mirror into our soul. Each desire is a portal to a new us. When we step into that desire, we meet ourselves. We meet ourselves at a greater level. Desire is Pluto, when you think about the journey through Scorpio, it's both the desire and the death of the desire. Saying this is what propels us, right? In life, transforms us. So when we meet our desires, there's a death, there's a rebirth, and then there's a new desire. It's a new us, and that comes with a new desire for a new actualization. And so goes the cyclical nature of it. And this is what happens in Scorpio when we allow life in, we feel it. Find the courage to encounter that which is creative and destructive, the water and the fire, and then we pull it all in, and then we allow it to, we transmute it within ourselves. This is the transmutation aspect of Scorpio, this alchemical aspect, this like taking life in and through these psychological and emotional forces. It transmutes, right? It transmutes the energy, and then through this transmutation, it allows self to be transformed. So this is the journey, right? I wrote a piece where I called Scorpio the consciousness of the dark, right? Because it's in this dark that we find the light, basically. Scorpio is the torch that lights in the dark. So this is their journey, or like people with from Scorpio's placement, or even the archetypal nature of Scorpio is the journey to bring the light of awareness into the deepest corners of the being, to illuminate that which is hidden. And yeah, Scorpio have deep sensitivity. Because of the fixed water element, this is what creates the shadow. Sometimes the shadow of Scorpio with what's the right word? This, you know, like closing, yeah. Or like a better word, because they're hypersensitive to the world around them, people's emotions, and things, they close, they have this tendency to escape, to numb. Yeah, numb. This was so there's this tendency to hide their true self, because there's a fear to be seen, there's a fear to be hurt, and there's also at the shadow level a lack of boundaries in Scorpio, and because of this hypersensitivity, and you know, like water absorbs everything. Think about it. So in Scorpio, they absorb this emotion and psychic energies. And they also have the feeling that if they can see deep into someone's soul, that people can see deep into their soul as well. And this creates that fear and that closeness, because yeah, honestly, this is the biggest challenge of Scorpio, is to be seen. For them, it's easy to go to the dark, it's easy to go to the depths. But then once you spend a lot of time there, it becomes a comfort zone. For them, the crisis, this attraction to the depths, to those alchemical fires, to transformation, it becomes a comfort zone. But then the journey is, once transformed, can you come back into the light? Can you allow yourself to be seen? Can you allow yourself to be witnessed? Open, to trust. So yeah, and this is also where we find this balance between Scorpio and Taurus, right? Because Taurus is the opposite is the fixed Earth sign. So it's all about the senses. It's all about being seen and kind of like when you think even the houses, the second house, which is the house of Taurus, and the eighth house, the house of Scorpio. Second house is everything that we, the resources that we have, the things that we see into the world, and then the eighth house being things that we don't see, the things that are hidden in the psyche, the things that we don't share with the world. So we just have to find this balance in the middle. And also Taurus being Earth, it's about somatic, it's about the soma, the body, the senses, and Scorpio, it's about the energy, the psyche. So yeah, it is about this balance between the emotional side and the somatic. Being able to tune into our senses, feel what's not in alignment, and then bring the scorpionic energy to transmute it, right? Transmute it, and then transform through it, right? And they're both fixed signs. And they're both like understanding the world. Yeah, one of them through the mind, through the not through the mind, but through the psychology. The other one through the physical senses. Yeah. Psychological and emotional security, right? And then the security in Taurus is the value and the material. Yeah. So think about it. Where is Scorpio in your chart? Which house it rules? What planets do you have there? Important placements. These are all aspects of you that are asking to, yeah, to be vulnerable and honest with yourself. Open up to true intimacy, to allow people to see you there, to sit with the intensity that happens there, to go through transformations. Those are places in your psyche that require big transformation. There are also parts in your psyche where you're not accepting yourself, that you are more sensitive to, that you where you might have trust issues, where there might be fears. But again, like those are parts of your psyche where the deep desires lie. Where you're called to reclaim your power, to be vulnerable, to confront those fears that I'm mentioning, to find the deep meanings, deep mystery in the life. This is where energy might be stuck, so you need to move it. Pain might be repressed, so you need to process it. Yeah, big transformation occur in these houses. So have a look, and then have a look at what planets on there, what relationships they have, what conversations they have. Yeah, and yeah, contemplate this journey, right? This journey that I was saying before about being able to go to the depth of the soul, to see what lies on the other side of the death of the ego. But then how are you able to come back? How are you able to be seen, to not get lost in that story? To realize where one part ends and when the other begins. To have these strong boundaries, to know where you are, and basically, yeah, where does you end and the other person begins? Where is your boundary? What is your true motive? Yeah, come back and to enjoy the journey of the whole spectrum of life, to be able to take life all in, not be afraid of the dark, and then to not be afraid to be seen after you transform. Oftentimes people with strong Scorpio placements, yeah, they tend to be a bit more mysterious to show themselves, like I was saying, unless they fully manage to earn someone's trust. But they are very honest, because like I was telling you, Scorpio, they can see very deep, and they have this very strong affinity for truth, for being raw, for being out there. They're not afraid of the dark. So they're very truthful people, are very honest people. And also because of their heightened intuition, right? With a very strong water energy, they have a very high intuition, so that attunes them to what people feel, to their true motives. So they really see into people's soul, right? They also have this tendency to feel like people see into their own soul, so that's their personal transformation as well, to be able to be with that, come face to face with those personal fears of being seen, and to evolve by forming those relationships with the objects of their desire. That's how we transform, basically, from the evolutionary astrology point of view and the Plutonic transformations. It's about forming relationships with that which we desire. So we become aware of the larger forces that exist, and then we merge with those forces of power in order to transform beyond our perceived limitation. So ask yourself, what is it that you desire, and what is standing between you and those desires? What lies beneath in the depths? And then how can you allow yourself to be seen? And yeah, we still have a few weeks left till the end of Scorpio season. It's 21st of November. So it's a perfect opportunity to work, to contemplate on these aspects, and then to work on transforming, on releasing, on allowing, on trusting, right? As the sun moves through this season of desire and transformation, unshame your desires. Turn that powerlessness into true power, right? Allow yourself to really be open and vulnerable with yourself. Release shame and fear. Dare to dance, yeah? With your demons, with your darkness. Allow magic to enter your life. Nature is always going through this transformation process. Everything in nature is always going through death and rebirth. Every season, it's not trying to hold on to things. It's allowing things to die for a new version, a new season to come. So yeah, let's mirror that into our own experience. As above, so below, right? And I want to close with this thing of I wrote a couple of days ago, on Instagram. It's been a personal journey of mine for the last few weeks. My personal journey has been recognizing where I'm giving my power away and allowing myself to be true to who I am. I wrote here, power begins the moment you stop needing permission. I feel like this really resonates with me in this season. So see how that lands with you. Thank you so much for listening to this. I'm always available for sessions or for a conversation if you feel like sharing something. You can always go deep into stuff, your own personal chart. See what the invitations is, what the shadows, the sabotage tendency, and look at the archetypal forces playing in your chart and how we can harness your potential for growth and expansion. So yeah, get in touch, share if you have thoughts about or contemplations regarding the Scorpio season, and thank you so much.